We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mikol Chayim, and we were learning the laws of Shabbos, the laws of Kiddush. We had discussed the halachic concept of Ein Kiddush Ela Bimkom Seuda. Kiddush cannot be performed in any other place than the place where you are having a meal. So this is a concept of location, as we discussed last time, that you have to eat something at the place where you're making kiddush. Usually we eat the meal there. Sometimes you could eat mizonos, you could eat some cake there, and that classifies as suda. That's what we do when we make kiddush and shul, right? We make kiddush, we eat some cake. But it is also a concept of time, meaning ein kiddush ela bimkom suda, at the place of the meal. Well, that means you have to have the meal relatively soon after you made kiddush. So when a person makes kiddush, he should be prepared with the intention to eat right away. If a person made kiddush and his thoughts were, after kiddush, I'm sitting down with the times, I want to catch up on the news, and in a half hour I'll eat the meal. So then, even if he changed his mind and he wants to have the meal right away, that kiddush is disqualified, because kiddush has to be done at the place of the meal, at the time of the meal, with the intention of eating directly after kiddush. So a person has to have the intention and he has to do it in practice. Now, halachically, we were pretty stringent on this. We shouldn't have a large pause between kiddush and the meal. Ideally, it should go straight from kiddush to the meal. Chazal wanted kiddush to be a part of the meal, like the intro to the meal. Some of the yekis even wash their hands before the kiddush. So they wash their hands, they make kiddush, and right away amotzi. So they don't even have that gap in between. But what you see in some houses is that you make kiddush, and then the kid says, ooh, I want to go change into my PJs. And another kid says, I want to go play with this toy. And another kid says, Abba, come read this with me. And you could have a 20-minute gap between kiddush and the meal. That's not right. You're supposed to have kiddush and the meal right away, adjacent to one another. Now, we can make kiddush for other people. What happens if I'm not eating there? They're eating there. So you could still make kiddush for them. An example of that is, we have kiddush and shul, Shabbos morning. And all the kids get cookies and eat them while I give a class. So I'm making kiddush for the kids. A little bit of adults who are listening too. And they hear the kiddush and then they eat their cookies. And I'm giving class while they eat their cookies. I'm not eating cookies. So for me, it's not kiddush b'mkom suda. I'm not having the meal there. For them, it is kiddush b'mkom suda, because they're hearing kiddush and right away eating their cookies Shabbos morning. So that's okay. They don't know how to make kiddush for themselves. I didn't yet make kiddush for me. So that's okay. Now, I did not fulfill my obligation of kiddush because I didn't eat the meal there. There are opinions that say that drinking a glass of grape juice or wine is like having a meal. Meaning drinking a full glass or a vias, that can be instead of the meal. We rely on that when necessary. Meaning, lechatchila, ideally, we don't rely on that. We make kiddush and we eat. But when necessary, sometimes they'll ask you to make kiddush, and by the time you get to the table, there are only potato chips left. Right? They say, you make kiddush for us. You're the learned guy from Mahon Meir. So you take the cup, and everyone's around the table, and you make the kiddush, and by the time you can get to the table, they finished all the mizonos. They finished all the different things, the crackers and the pretzels. And how do you have it bimkom suda? You didn't need anything that's mizonos. What's suda? So we say that if you drank the cup of grape juice or wine, so that could also constitute the meal when necessary. Again, we don't do that ideally. Ideally, you do eat at the place where you made the kiddush. Okay, so that's in a nutshell the laws of Kiddush, Bimkom Seuda.